I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has contradicted his national security adviser, saying the so-called Libya model for denuclearization is not being pursued with North Korea. The suggestion by John Bolton had angered the North, which threatened to pull out of a summit with Trump next month. But Trump said he thought the summit would still happen. He said the deal would involve the North becoming like South Korea, and Kim Jong-un would stay in power following the lifting of sanctions. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia is suing the City of Philadelphia in a religious freedom case centred on the placement of children in foster care. The lawsuit was filed Wednesday in the U.S. District Court in Philadelphia on behalf of Archdiocesan Catholic Social Services. In March, the city froze all new foster care placements with the agency and has threatened not to renew its annual contract unless the agency agrees not to defer evaluations on same-sex households and begin placing foster children in those homes, despite its religious objections. After several days of private meetings with Chilean bishops, Pope Francis has called on them to build a prophetic church that places care of the suffering, especially survivors of sexual abuse, at its centre. In a letter given to the bishops, the Pope said the meeting delved into the seriousness of the abuses as well as the tragic consequences. The meeting came after Pope Francis invited three sexual abuse survivors to Rome to apologise to them for underestimating the seriousness of the situation in Chile. The Vatican has released a new document saying every economic decision has a moral and ethical dimension. The document from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith says consumers should avoid buying products that were manufactured in conditions that violate human rights, and also advises that investments should be socially responsible. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.